We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Lick it, take it. Lime it.
And now it's time for OUI.
There's so much culture and you just don't get wasted.
Opinions under the influence.
This is like, I feel like this is a racist question.
All right, time now for opinions under the influence. And of course, the enviable duty of collecting audio on Sunday Fun Day is the responsibility of our assistant producer, Mark. And you were out yesterday during the game or after the game? And
after the game, glad to be doing it.
Where did you go yesterday?
I think that I'm going to start calling it the Golden Triangle because there's a lot of golden audio there.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Mark.
You're in Southie?
Yes, I was in Southie. The little, like, you know, you got the Lincoln and then you got Stats.
There's another one down the street.
And yes. It's a nice little perfect storm.
Yes, it is.
Of the drunk ladies.
Yes, it is. And so you got some opinions under the influence. Who do we want to start with this morning?
Okay, so today, Greg, I went with quality over quantity.
Yeah.
So we have one duo.
Yeah.
It's Miley and Crystal.
Miley and Crystal. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And actually, the way it happened was I was interviewing people, and Miley, as she was walking by me, like, grabbed me, and she's like, I want to be next, Mr. Radio Man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's, are we going to meet them here first?
Yeah, let's do their intros.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay. My name's Miley.
My name's Crystal.
Fantastic. Yeah. We're from Newton, Mass. Me and Crystal, Miley and Crystal are from Newton, Mass.
How did you guys start the day today?
Okay, listen to this. We wake up so hungover, and I'm like, Crystal, can we please go to the bar? Because we're so new to Southie, we need to go explore. We need to mingle. Like, let's go to the bar for the Patriots game. We're huge Boston Patriots fans. Like, listen, I'm a big supporter of 107.3. Yes, WAAF. 107.3. Yep. Miley here supporting 107.3.
They love the Boston Patriots.
Amazing.
That's it. Love them.
That's right.
Got to explore Southie. I say, okay.
Huge Boston Patriots fans.
Yes, I'm in love.
Yes, yes. Okay. So what did you end up
asking sure.
Them?
Absolutely. So things get a little crazy. So I tried to get them to stay on focus about opinions. But as you'll see later, they keep dragging me into their love life. That's what they want to talk about.
Okay, they want to talk about guys.
Yeah, they want to talk about dudes. They don't want to talk about opinions. But I was able to get – so I tried to do, you know, what do you think about Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
Didn't know who Colin Kaepernick was.
Yeah.
So I just was like, burning shoes.
Right, right.
So we'd have burning shoes. What do you think of everyone?
The topic of everybody burning their Nikes.
That's right,
Because of Colin Kaepernick, all right?
What do you think of people burning their Nike clothes?
That is very aggressive. Why are you burning nice clothes? Very wasteful. It's very aggressive. Don't burn nice clothes. I'm sorry. I go to the gym with Nike clothes.
Yeah, I would love
really. We love our Nike clothes. Okay? You are so aggressive and you are wasteful and you're a snob and you're a brat.
Yes.
That's how I feel about you. We would never burn clothes in our life. The only thing I would burn is a picture of my ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Well, see, there we go. Obviously had a bad experience romance-wise.
Yes.
Okay. What did you ask him next?
So as I'm trying to ask him questions, her friend Crystal, unsolicited, is trying to tell me that they had a Me Too movement in the bar.
And
the bouncer helped them out, and it was this great victory. So this is sort of a setup, but let's just hear Crystal's version of the story.
The bouncer defended us because he comes over and he slaps her ass, and I'm like, don't touch her like that. Stop doing that. It was the 10th time. So then the bouncer comes over and really defends us, so... the Me Too movement is working.
Was it a guy with a black eye that did it?
Yeah.
Or believable. Got a black eye afterwards.
So, so Crystal is so proud of what happened and the bouncer and how this all went down. So all I did was ask Miley her side of the story. Miley, tell us, is that what happened? This is what Miley says.
Okay.
So, Miley, what happened today? Some guy touched you in the bar 10 times?
Okay. I'm not defending him.
No, I'm not. Don't think.
I'm not defending him. I did maybe kiss him.
What?
Okay, not kiss, but I'm like touching him also. So it's not like I gave like vibes that I don't want him. I was pretty into it.
Okay, here's the thing.
This man has a pool inside his house.
What?
Yeah, I'm really trying to go to his pool. And we are so into so many guys because they're into us because Miley and Crystal are really hot as Sorry. We're so kind. Cool.
Wow, the confidence.
I see. So the man had a pool inside his house.
Right.
So apparently it was okay.
Yeah.
That he did a.
Sorry. It's okay.
That there
it's
was
okay.
Like
fine.
An errant
fine.
Grope
fine.
Or
totally
something
fine.
Like
fine.
That.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I
so
understand.
As hard as I tried to continue from there, things got a little off the rails.
Yeah.
So that was about as best as I could do. But I thought it was a good contrast. You know, the way they both saw that activity in the bar was much different.
They did see it differently. And then they slipped off down the D Street or somewhere and never to be heard from again?
Actually, on their way out, they told me that they were late for Rosh Hashanah dinner.
Oh.
And they had to run
home
to the family for Rosh Hashanah.
Okay. Oh, I bet that was fun.
I'm sure that was fun. All right. Is that it?
Yeah,
that's what I got for today.
For yeah, we'll,
all right.
Yeah.
Not bad. A couple girls who are probably having a rough morning, I would assume. All right, opinions under the influence.
Oh, and it's also my 31st birthday today.
Oh, no one cares, Mark.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. You're happy birthday.
Good to you, kid. happy birthday to yourself.
Happy birthday to me.
Let's see. Everybody wants to know if they ran into Ernie. I don't think that was Ernie that was over there on
in Southie on
Sunday. I don't think so. I don't think so. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.